Years ago, I had a man named Gus, and he was an older fella. He was in the D-Day invasion. And Gus raised his hand, and he said, "Well, Pastor, when I was at D-Day," he said, "and I think it was a period of some 72 hours of H-E-L-L, as, you know, it can only be imagined." He said he thought he had received communion at least twice in 72 hours. He said, "If we got a break and there was a chaplain around," he said, "we didn't know if we were going to be alive the next minute. And we were desperate for anything that God would give us." And I said, there's a perfect example of take it as often as you can get it and as you're ready to receive it.